Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The week of France's widespread strike action has got underway in Paris. Dozens of firefighters have set up camp at the Place de la République. The move was called for by the firefighters' union SUD-SDES to flag staff shortages and demand recognition for an increase in firefighter interventions. Meanwhile, in Brittany, construction workers continue to block fuel depots, particularly in Brest, Lorient and Vern-sur-Seiche near Rennes. Construction workers are protesting the end of a tax advantage on non-roll diesel. Half of petrol stations in Brittany have run dry. Almost a year after the attack on the Christmas market in Strasbourg, two people have just been taken into police custody. The arrest was made by officers from France's anti-terrorist directorate. Investigators are seeking to verify the suspects' roles in supplying the weapon used by the killer. Five people have already been charged in this case. The Strasbourg attack killed five people. France's national ID card will be getting a makeover. Summer 2021 will see the document replaced by a new model, the size of a bank card. This new ID will contain the fingerprints of the holder. The change will come into effect for France to comply with European regulation on bolstered security of identity documents. In a real blow to French producers, the United States has threatened to overtax French products by up to 100%. Some of France's most renowned luxury goods, such as champagne, handbags and makeup, would be covered. The threat comes as the US retaliates against the French tax on GAFA, the digital giants Google, Amazon, Facebook and Apple. To football now, an American player, Megan Rapinoe, has been awarded the Women's Ballon d'Or as the world's best player after her team's stunning victory in the World Cup. And finally, France are two games into the World Women's Handball Championships without a single win in sight. France must absolutely win today against Australia to stay in the competition. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.